IVM.
All right. Hello and welcome to Football Twaddle, or Who Gives a Shit Twaddle. No one gives a f*** about football anymore. My name is Saru, and Yash and Baru are here to record this momentous episode. What's up, guys?
Hello.
All good, all good. I think this is the first time us three fans of FC Bury, Wolves and Fulham have come together.
Yes. So, as I said in the beginning of the episode, Yash, who gives a f*** who finishes 4th, 5th? What is this top 4 trophy? Arsene Wenger stood for everything wrong, right? Before we get to the whole Super League thing or whatever, if you actually take a broad look at what Arsene Wenger believed in 2000s and see how it has played out, literally everything has gone wrong.
No, but it's gone right? He kept Arsenal afloat enough for them to eventually reach this league.
Oh, yes.
Get the invite.
All right. So on Sunday, I've written this down so that I don't make a mistake. A few great clubs, out of which all of them we support, they decided that they don't want to be part of Champions League anymore. And they've created this amazing Super League with 12 founding guys, which are 6 England, 3 La Liga and 3 Serie A. It took me a day to realize Atletico Madrid also was like begging. We are also founding, right? So then they want to hire 3 more clubs. I think in their opinion, they thought we will get PSG and Dortmund and Bayern and we'll become the 15 founding clubs, which will never get relegated in this Champions League substitute. And then randomly, they will pick and choose, I guess, 5 teams from Europe to participate in a new tournament, which is a 20-team tournament. And yes, that's it. That thing cost Jose Mourinho his job, literally, the next day. So, let's get to this. Get to the merits of this. Is it anti-football, Yash?
I don't know. I mean, if it's anti-football, then it's... What is pro football then? That is the question, right? You always ask the null hypothesis.
No. So, the argument is that this is against the spirit of competition, which it is, right?
Maybe.
It just makes it like a franchising system where 20 clubs or more like 12 clubs will really take care of only themselves.
Yes.
And they will take in all the money. Mm-hmm. And if you eliminate the spirit of competition, like Jurgen Klopp said, you know, if West Ham deserve to be in top 4, they should be in Champions League, right?
So, yeah, absolutely. When you frame it like that and... Of course, the whole no relegate quite problematic, especially if it's 15 of those clubs who are in that zone.
Exactly. But what I wondered was, before that, let's get to this competition. Man, I was actually thinking this is such a bad format for supposedly the greatest brains in football to be this. Baru ye dekho. There are groups of 10, right? And they will play like home and away games. Top 3 qualify for the quarterfinal. Then the 4th and 5th will have a 2-legged playoff to qualify for the quarterfinal. So now imagine you are a supporter of like Real Madrid and of the 10 games you win like 5 games and then you're like, "Haan, ho gaya, we are qualified." So what do? You start playing your reserve teams out. So we'll start seeing a Real Madrid reserves versus Arsenal reserves, which is like the fucking main team.
At least Real Madrid have a cooler name for the reserve team. It's called Castilla or something.
Man, but what do you make of this competition? Why? This is such a stupid format also.
Yeah, see, ultimately, aren't they supposed to like also invite some extras? Firstly, they're supposed to be 15 founding members, right?
Correct.
Plus 5 teams on a rotational, invitational,
correct,
merit. That is where the merit comes in.
Yeah. So, like, if Atlanta is really doing really well in Serie A, Agnelli, like the Juventus, they will say, no, we won't invite this guy. They'll get the money. So, fuck them. And he'll call Bari.
Even after offering Bayern the chance to be like a founding member, Bayern said, no, we'll come on merit in the last 5 places that we get later on. We don't want this guarantee. That way, they'll get the money also. And they'll get the, you know, the, they'll retain their fans, so to speak.
Oh, I didn't think of that angle. Yes, do you think Bayern is trying to play that angle? Like, you know, we will like get into though this tournament, but legally.
Dude, at least currently, I think that they're hoping that the Champions League remains and they'll win that.
Okay,
Champions League
remains.
Acha.
But you know, Saru, one coincidence I have noticed about this format, it could be a coincidence or it could be... So, if you keep the... In the Premier League, basically, if you add up, if you go to the final of the League Cup and if you go to the final of the FA Cup, it's 7 matches and 6 matches. It's 6 each. So, that's 12. And if you go all the way to the Champions League final, that's 25 games.
Yeah.
And if you add up all the games that you play, if you're in this competition, ESL, it is exactly the same.
What?
It's 25, right? So if you play home and away against 9 teams in your league, in your group of ESL, then you end up playing 18 games plus the playoffs, it adds up to 25. So possibly the founders might have thought that, because they have come out and said, we are not exiting the domestic leagues. This is going to be a midweek.
Oh.
So it could be possible that the long-term game is to... get themselves out of these useless tournaments, these knockouts, and of course they're going to replace the UCL anyway. So that might be the reason why they've come up with this format.
That is crazy. Who is going to win the League Cup if not Manchester City? Then, like, is there a team we can't even like? Can Arsenal win it? No, they can't. They're also out of it.
Maybe they'll get New York City FC to play in the League Cup.
Yeah, so that is also one of the reasons why they. I mean, the branding and the letterhead was it said the. Super League, right? It didn't say like European Super League or anything. So they're ready for the entire Manchester City group family to come right in. Next thing we know, we'll have like Bipin Singh scoring against, De Gea or something. It's going to be crazy, man. Madness in the next 3 years. And that's also where they got the name from, if you see.
Yes. Baru, as a marketing guy, what do you think of their website and their PR till now? Like, how have they gone about it?
Their PR is extremely, it's on point. They're getting everyone to talk about it. Everyone and their neighbor's dog is talking about it because it's that splash right before Champions League's new leaked format, which everyone already knew of. But that splash just before that was quite crazy. It got everyone talking. It's filled headlines, selling more paper and whatnot, destroying the environment.
Oh, man.
Worse than cryptocurrency.
Oh God! Now we come comparing everything to cryptocurrency. By the way, I just read that Bitcoin like had a huge fall yesterday.
Yeah, it crashed 10% or something. What didn't crash 10% was actually Manchester United being traded on the New York Stock Exchange. They went up by 10% yesterday.
Really?
But as just because of all the press they were getting, I'm assuming all those algos got right at work. But today when the humans actually open their pieces, they're like, oh no, why is everyone buying United? Now they're down 3%.
Oh so. God. Are they also called Manchester United Oxygen Company? So, Yash, the Sutradhar, the creators of this, right? It's not even the oil money, which was like, you know, the front end of this.
Right.
The people, the brainchild of this were people who supposedly knew football. Got history of the football and everything, right? Which is Perez, Agnelli, and Mr. Ed Woodward, Manchester United. So these three guys got together and said, look, we need to somehow make money, much more money.
That's right.
So clearly they don't give a fuck about tradition, history or anything.
Yeah, to them, history doesn't matter. And I'm not surprised that Ed Woodward was a part of this because... He's an ex-JP Morgan employee. And JP Morgan was the one who's at the forefront of funding this event. So I'm sure some strings are pulled behind the scenes, taking advantage of his history.
Would be JP Morgan ke wo Malad call center mein kaam karta tha kya?
Under my friend Malhar Joshi, who was the director then, who's just been promoted. Way to go, Malhar. So, is that why Woodward didn't fire Ole? You know, when Ole came too close to sack like 3 times this season, he's like, abbe, koi farak na padta. What is this Champions League? I'm giving you a brand new league, Ole.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. So, but there's a betrayal as well. Like, you know, there's a whole drama going on. So, Andreas Agnelli, who is the chairman of Juventus, is basically on Saturday, he calls the UEFA president, Kefrin, and he tells him, ha, it's all fine. Sab changa si, Champions League format is good. And he was the guy who negotiated that format. This is the worst part, right? So he was the guy who negotiated that format and then he switches off his phone. And you know who is the godfather of his child?
Yeah.
So if the UEFA president comes out in his press conference and he says, the biggest snake in this all, no one has lied as much as Agnelli has done, there must be some justification, right?
Yeah, but I think we should dig deeper and find out what his daughter thinks about all of this. Or his son, like whoever the god child is.
Bhai, wo to, he will look at the will, na? And then he'll say, and before we get to the new Champions League format, which no one gives a shit about, Yash, has this happened before where big clubs have tried to steal our poor man's game? And
yeah, absolutely. If you go back to the foundation of the game itself, it was sort of exclusionary. And I mean, I'm reminded of this famous saying that history repeats itself, but someone corrected it by saying that history does not repeat itself, but it often echoes. So when you hear all these words like exclusion, putting up walls, it has happened all throughout. When the rules of the game were formed,
Back in 1992.
In 65, there were a number of ball sports, right, which happened. But these aristocratic Cambridge kids came up with the rules of football and started this tournament called the FA Cup, which is still going on. Yeah. And of course, the clubs did not just want to play one knockout tournament, so they started the football league, which was actually exclusionary. And I, after reading up about all this, I found out that it's only in 1986 when they started allowing the non-league teams to actually get promoted into the league.
Correct.
Oh.
And in, again, 1992, which Baru speaks about, what happened was just a top club. So out of 92, the 20 richest clubs sort of
decided to make
a different league. So it's this sort of team thing has been happening over and over again in football.
So Baru, why is it surprising for fans that when a group of 20 clubs in 92 decide we will make something Premier League and then we will relegate everyone else and we will share all the wealth? Now, 14 of those clubs are like, "Arey, yaar, six of the richer ones of us are screwing us also over."
Get that? Like one of them who actually pitched the same idea a year back for the big six to get more powers and everything, and now they're feeling left out. Everton. They're like, "Abhi, hey, how are you guys doing this without me?" And now they're like putting like such, you know, amazing statements, you know, with rupee core level formatting. It's crazy.
What is interesting, Saru, is that how through history, who the customer of football has changed, which is bring this about. So when those amateurs started the FA Cup, the customers were the amateur footballers who used to pay the FA to play.
Correct. Yeah.
But the clubs then realize that it's a spectator sport. It's better because the ratio is 1:1,000, a player to spectator.
Yeah.
So they became this thing, the paying customer. Then advertising came in because of TV. So, you know, the audience became a part of the product and not customers themselves. The sponsors became the customer.
Correct. So, I mean,
there's a global audience, right? The biggest markets are China, USA, Mexico, India.
Yeah, if you actually look at it, Old Trafford, the loyals of Old Trafford or the guys who've been going there for 20 years, their biggest gripe on the stadium being full is they say half of the people are just tourists who come to Manchester specifically to watch the games. They don't understand our tradition. So what's pissing them off is that now the game has actually become so global that their own clubs don't give a shit about them.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Because now you have the stadium, it's just filled with these random white people instead of the actual Sardar fans of United. They're not getting space over there in the stadium.
By the way,
speaking of not getting space, it seems like Chelsea is going to withdraw from the ESL. This is just coming in the Athletic and everything right now.
Really? Yes! I mean, I can't believe the man with the most integrity is a Russian oligarch. There was a case going on against him on regarding killing of Boris Berezovsky. He's the guy who's like, no, guys, this is wrong. Imagine how wrong this tournament is for the spirit of the game, that if Roman Abramovich is like, nah, I can't do this. Oh, an interesting anecdote again is that, you know, BCCI used to pay DD Sports till 91-92. And the first time they tried to sell the rights to Star Sports, when Star Sports came and said, how much is you asking for? It seems Jagmohan Dalmia was like, what? We get paid. We get paid for actually giving the rights. And now we know IPL is the greatest tournament ever.
Yeah, but not today, you know. Bombay lost. I don't know. I think they're trying to get a smoke screen up or something.
Oh, okay. Guys, quickly, the new Champions League format is there. We don't know who is going to play. So probably the four teams from England next year are going to be Leicester, West Ham, Everton, and
Aston Villa.
And Aston Villa, yeah. Because I don't... And
but do you think they can still go ahead with the ESL if all of these English clubs start backing out right now?
Look, the thing is, from what I've read, if Chelsea back out, right, then what happens is you can put in the Premier League a vote to kick out the other five clubs from the Premier League itself. And they basically need 15 votes. So if so it's 14 plus 1, right? So if Chelsea basically decide to back out and then go with the other 14, you could very well have a scenario where you kicked out Manchester United and we're going to win the league for like next 10 years. So
Arsenal
is already in the 10th position. They will remain in 10th in any league they play. That is the beauty of
making it a 20 team league now.
Yeah, so that one. But
are we going to discuss the new Champions League format?
We are. But one more thing. Huh. I think you know where all of this may come to crumble. The referees are contracted with UEFA and FIFA. Agar UEFA ne bola ki bhai, you can't break away a contract, then you can't like referee in the Euro and World Cup and your national leagues.
Yeah, but there's always this whole set of, I mean, there's certainly,
if there's more,
I remember when Mark Clattenburg started, he left the Premier League, right? He retired or something and he started taking care of all of these other tournaments like the
Saudi FA Cup.
No, those are still contracted under FIFA and the entire pyramid, right? Things like five-a-sides and your slum World Cup.
I thought you were talking about ISL.
Beach football, all of those things. So anyway, he's having a good life. So maybe Howard Webb could come back out of retirement. That would make things better for certain clubs.
Oh, yeah, but I think people will fall in line. I just heard a clip where Paul Masefield is talking about how ISL is bad and how everyone should promote the I-League in India. And then he joined ISL. And
now that Chelsea is back, so to speak, in contention for voting with their democratic rights and everything, it would put the pressure on the rest. I think this was one of those pancho milito bange mutti, but politic Russian.
Yeah, oh God, he has six fingers.
Exactly. So, pancho bachi to mutti khatam ho gayi.
Are you ready?
Can you feel it?
Okay, let's go for it. All right, yes. Yeah. New Champions League format. Teams increase from 32 to 36. They are going to play 10 league games, 5 home and 5 away, 10 different opponents.
Yes.
So, if the problem was we are going to have some redundant matches, now we are going to have a lot of redundant matches. CFR Cluj could play a lot of big teams and lose 5-0 all the time. Right?
Yeah, this is the Swiss model, right? So, this is so the number of matches, if you observe, are the same as the ESL, a team plays in this format.
Hmm. Yeah, that is true.
So, what is this whole, why is it called the Swiss format? Is it an existing
the Swiss format
thing for?
Is because this format is used in chess because there are so many individual players that everyone can't play everyone else. So, they spread it out. They you see four in the middle things, something like that.
Correct.
So, interestingly, this format was pushed through by these big clubs because they wanted more games.
More games.
But I think the problem with the Swiss format is now they'll have to play club Cluj.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think while this was happening, they realized that why should we play with the other 26 teams? Apna 20 ka league bana lete. Let's kick out the other 16 and make it like an even thing rather than this stupid Swiss format and playing against the Michelands and other ridiculous teams.
Yeah, and especially they expanded the number of teams in it, right?
From 36 to 36. Yeah, 4 by 4, not more.
So basically, the big teams don't
Along
want
that,
to play those
edited slots. What is that thing now?
Dude, no. I don't think it's not about big teams wanting to play or not. The thing is, I'll tell you why all this ESL thing is happening. I think the basic thing is a lot of people have bought clubs in England. A lot of rich people, yeah, right? Yeah. So now you only have only 4 Champions League spots. Two. If there are like 8 rich buffaloes, there is always a chance that you will get a different set of 4 all the time. And now you have the Saudi guy wanting to buy Newcastle and some other Saudi prince wanting to buy something else. Right? So it is, I think if you look at the fan reaction in Spain, no one gives a shit because they are used to Barcelona and Real Madrid screwing them over for the last 25-30 years.
No, sir, that I agree to. I mean, they have a problem with relegation and all that, but see, if they play with this new format, they are not those top table clashes, AC Milan versus United. Those are going to be very limited, right? What ESL wants to do is have more of these games, the big teams playing against each other.
Dude, but I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, if you look at philosophically, it's actually so much fun watching these smaller games also. The most fun we had in World Cup, I'm sure, it was when supporting all these small useless teams, which we knew were going to go out, right?
It is you and I agree to that. But for them, mathematically, what brings the most eyeballs is a Barcelona versus Chelsea or these big games, right?
Yeah.
The whole point of these leagues is more of these games rather than your Champions League group games or playing against the 36th best team in...
But it kind of dilutes it also, no? Like every year, Mumbai Indians plays Royal Challengers Bangalore.
Yeah.
We know what... Like no
I
one
get your
remember.
Argument, Saru. This is their logic. Their logic to this is that the best team should be playing more against each other and rather than playing the weaker teams.
Man, I'm so much for capitalism and I can't believe that capitalism has led to this. Oh, God. Should I change my worldview, Baru?
So, yeah, I think you should, man. You should just say something like, I support ESL.
Yeah. Oh, talking about the new Champions League format, by the way, this is where it just goes crazy, right? Top eight automatically qualify, like top 8 teams out of the 36. But the teams from 9th to 24th, look at the fucking range. They play a two-legged tie to decide the other 8 teams. Like, dude, why? This is just like random. And this is what Agnelli agreed to and then ditched on his own to create his own bullshit.
Yeah, he realized that the...
Man, Joe goal round galat hai.
The effort, the opportunity cost, you know, I mean, the sunk cost of like going through the entire thing, they're like, "Arey yaar, chhodo yaar, is this better to step out?" He dialed 6 most dialed numbers on his phone, jo bhi aaye.
Hello,
Godfather. No.
Godfather switch off, block, number block. Okay, where do you think this ESL thing is going to lead to, Yash? Like, is it going to happen or not happen?
I think it will be something similar like what Kerry Packer Circus was in cricket. That the rich clubs will get what they want. They'll get some format wherein they'll play each other more often. And so it will be something like a modified Champions League, but not this format. This format, they're playing too many dead rubbers and too many matches against weaker teams.
They should just do that. They should get the rich clubs in one group, make them play, and the top 4 from there will play the likes of West Ham or Leicester or like Sociedad in the quarterfinal onwards.
Why can't you just recreate the UEFA Nations League format for this? Tum 5 khelo, tum le jao trophy. Tum 5 khelo, tumhe se jo jeeta, tum agle saal you play with those 5 people. Khatam karo at least. Why do you even want clubs like Tottenham, Arsenal and these extras when you just want to is 17 El Clasicos every month or something, man.
Dude, exactly. Like, leave it out. Leave everyone out. Right? And then...
But base karke, what are you trying to achieve? Khatam karo na. Take it to its logical end. Just get those 5 teams you want.
You know who's feeling the worst among this? The worst is Nasser El Khelaifi, the PSG guy. He's also the chairman of BN Sports. Like, that's his main job. And his secondary job is, he's like, I so want to be a part of this 15. But if I am, I'm going to get screwed with BN Sports. And he's secretly praying that everyone gets banned so that PSG can finally win the Champions League.
Yeah, without playing a match, that'll be crazy. But yeah, the champ UEFA has given their okay, right? That abhi ke liye tum log khel lo.
There's a court case or something.
They filed preemptive court cases saying that like kuch na ho jaye. That's all.
Injunctions or something. What are they called?
Correct. Oh, Baru, the final question on this. Do you think ESL will bring a match to our Mumbai football arena?
Eventually.
So you think we will see like Roma versus Villarreal because no one else wants to play in an 8,000-seater stadium, which is a yes. little data.
You remember when Ali played, right? It was called Rumble in the Jungle or something. So that's what even in the QFC group, we were talking about this, about how an expansion of the whole WWE thread that was there on Twitter. Story beats around clubs and everything. In the middle of the match, you know, suddenly the lights go off and pitch ke beech mein se like Pepe comes running close to the for the next 20 minutes, everyone's like dead and shit. They're throwing briefcases around, they're throwing football contracts at each other.
Oh god, what's happening?
Neymar is playing like midway through the game, he turns around and scores an own goal and removes his jersey. He's actually an Arsenal player.
Arsenal player.
In a third match. That'll be crazy, man. Arsenal winning the game without even playing the game.
Dude, that'll be so cool, actually. Like, you know, we follow Yash's Swiss model, right? And then Neymar just like starts changing jerseys every 15 minutes. Abhi Bayern ke liye goal mara, abhi Arsenal ke liye. But one constant will be Nicolas Pepe will miss goals for all the teams.
Oh, I meant original Pepe, like. Will come in the middle of the match.
The real one.
Yeah,
the leg breaker.
All right. But is ESL going to start? ESL is, you're saying that there'll be some sort of compromise, right, Yash?
Yeah, there should be. I mean, generally, otherwise the sport will become very similar to boxing or something, or chess, where there are separate federations fighting it out.
Sure.
And that's all, that's never pretty. I mean, in fact, interestingly, while I was reading all this, I came across that back in the 19th century, rugby was quite popular and they could not reconcile the schism between the amateurs and the professionals.
Correct.
That's why they have two different codes, rugby league and rugby union. And there are some historians who are biased towards the rugby league who claim that at that juncture, had they reconciled that, probably rugby would have been more popular than football in the world.
Are there any people who support Rahul Bose in this?
Oh, because he's India's ex-rugby captain or something.
Dude, no. He's a rugby enthusiast. When people are hitting each other, he says, oh, scrum! <That's what> All right. The last question on ESL, Baru, is that if ESL starts, let's assume it starts, will Gary Neville be the first co-commentator?
No, wait. We're actually seeing the cracks in that wall also, right? Carragher actually came out and said, he's like, Vaise Sky is also nothing great, huh? Even these guys are charging people extra during the pandemic and whatnot. He's really? Like, we work for it. Yeah, he said, we work for an organization that charge people extra, whatever, pay-per-view, separate games or something.
Oh, God. Oh, but
man. He's got like half a toe in the other boat also right now.
The more we talk about it, I'm just realizing more things. The Juventus president, dude, he's like the worst guy. I thought Florentino was, but Florentino just has some bad ideas. This guy has all the bad ideas. He wants people to watch 75 minutes of football and keep the last 15 minutes as pay-per-view. So where you start paying more.
Oh, God.
Dude. I'm telling you, you guys... Yeah, so forget watching Real Madrid versus Juventus. You'll keep sending out on fan code ₹7.50 every day for the last 15 minutes.
Man, or you can watch a 15-minute ad to watch it for free.
Yeah, and given that Manchester United comes back only the last 15 minutes, imagine Yash is paying half his salary, whatever he earns, just to watch like Martial score.
No, but if the ad option is available, I will just switch off all my devices and watch that ad.
If you know, the fans are going to protest in such a case, they'll protest it like this. they'll start creating their own 75-minute full-time league or something. 75 minutes tak to hum jeet rahe the na, to bas hum hi hai. Then they'll pull in some money and sign from.
You'll have net spend per 75 minutes. That is going to be insane. last thing. I mean, for our perspective, is ESL a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea.
Why?
I think it's not fulfilling that purpose of, playing the elite teams playing against, like, not playing against farmers from Islamabad or something. It should just, they've gotten way too many teams. And it should just be like a single top five coefficient champions. Aapas mein khelo, khatam karo.
Yeah, they can have a small tournament towards the end of the season.
Don't they already have that, like the International Cup of Champions? And that is actually way ahead, right? It has half of its games in China, half of it them in US.
And Australia and Singapore.
And then they have four trophies and all of them are the same level. So if anybody has won three games, they're a champion.
And every third year in International Cup of Champions, they're always threatening Bayern aega Kolkata, Bayern Kolkata aega. So, yeah. You are right. Yes, is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea, but I hope this is like a bargaining chip or whatever. A threat to for them to like tweak the Champions League format.
All right. Okay.
Do we all agree that? I mean, is it a smart move from Chelsea to back out right now? Or is it like just evident?
Yes. They listen to their fans.
Honest. We should have had Watford in this, man. Yeah. They would have backed out like Chelsea, man. They had the corners to stick.
No, but what if they back out but don't vote to kick the other five teams out?
No, that is stupid. If they back out, they should do everything possible
just go all in now, man.
Yeah, just go all in. Yeah, don't do the Arsenal thing of like, trying to keep everyone happy. Just go all in and either be the villain or be the hero. You never walk alone or you always walk alone. That's what even Jurgen Klopp said. No, I am seeing people say you never walk alone and playing and talking about us. Anyway, we should take a break right now. There has been a sacking also. Tottenham thought that this is how they can get through. If you talk to him, cojones.
So Twitter is full of so many clubs threatening to leave, man. What timing? Okay. Including Atleti and Man City.
Oh, I love Twitter right now for all these other clubs, man. Random teams are like Spartak Moscow. They recreated their group stage where they lost out to, I think, when Liverpool were first or something in Sevilla were second. Like, they showed their route all the way to the final and won it.
For Champions. Wait, hold on. There is a news. Baru, what you said is true. Roman Abramovich has decided Chelsea could not go ahead with joining the ESL, and together with the board, he gave the green light for the club to start preparing documentation to pull out.
Wait, I thought pull out was supposed to be a safe.
No, it's not a Swiss model thing. Pulling out
documentation is thing.
Pehle release clause sign karo. All right, we should take a break right now. And after the break, while this Chelsea news is going on, we should talk about how Tottenham tried to deal with this issue and how it just helped for like an hour. So stay tuned to Football Twaddle. All right, welcome back to Football Twaddle. In the matter of 1 minute, we have four other teams pulling out of the Super League, making this episode so completely irrelevant. That we are just going to now. We are, as Baru said, we have to go all in. So we'll just go on with this, dudes. Manchester City, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona—basically the biggest pieces of trash on earth are the three Serie A clubs, which we knew, right? And Manchester United, which hurts Yash a little. Arsenal, Baru already knew that.
Manchester United will be leaving the ESL with official confirmation set to be made before Friday.
What? Even Manchester United?
Man.
So who's...
This is like Modi ji leaving BJP, dude. Like, bacha ka.
Yes, how bad is
surgical,
this?
Surgical strikes.
What was this? What was this whole drama? If everyone is leaving in through 2 days, can't withstand pressure for like 1 day.
They've crumbled like Parle-G biscuit in garam chai.
Now, who's, double down? Is your, like, are the clubs remaining going to double down, or is ESL?
Yeah,
or-
now Everton, West Ham, Leicester, Roma, Napoli, they'll be like, we will go to we'll go to ESL, and Real Madrid will be stuck playing Bari.
Luke said he's disappointed that United are joining.
Luke, so all right, so. Before everyone pulls out of this tournament, we need to get this episode out.
Taro, I need to announce I am done with this podcast. I am pulling out of this.
Wait, in 2 days,
I'm going to talk about UEFA on a different podcast now.
In 2 days, you'll come back to the podcast. You'll pull out of that. You're just pulling it out. All right. Yes, a petty club called Tottenham, right? They've decided to fire Jose Mourinho. I don't think that is news. We knew he would be fired at some point. Right, but the point is, they announce on Sunday they're going to be part of ESL, and then there's a fan backlash, and they're like on Monday morning. Supposedly they made the decision on Friday to fire him, but they wait till Monday morning and say, "Ki acha, we are getting pelted here, so let's give the fans what they want. Let's fire this guy, and that'll work." And it worked for like 40 minutes. And then there was the press conference of the UEFA guy. Why do you think they fired? Like, do you think there's any other reason to fire him 5 days before the final? You could have fired him the minute after the final got over.
Yeah, that's true. Because I don't think that's how the new manager syndrome works. That your first game of a new manager is a final and you win it. So, yeah. So, this is clearly a win that the Tottenham board needed. And they're like, we're getting pelted by our fans. Our very passionate fans are... were okay with us doing all sorts of other nonsense or really losing it. So, let's fire this idiot.
But if there's one club in the world which should be happy to be called elite, it is Tottenham. So, why are their fans sad of not being part of ESL? They're like, this is our chance, guys. This is it.
This is their chance of what? I mean, they pride themselves on winning like stray ad hoc matches in the league. That's not going to happen now, right? They're going to get destroyed by the Barca's and the Juventus also of the world. They'll lose 6-0 every alternate Sunday. So, I mean, they need their little wins against the Burnleys and the Brightons.
Is this the end of Jose Mourinho in Premier League, or will we see him go to Arsenal? Yes, Baru stopped typing. Baru was typing somewhere. And he just stopped when he heard Jose Mourinho and Arsenal. He's like, wait, what? What's happening here? What?
What are you saying?
Dude, what are you typing? Are you like searching for clubs pulling out of ESL?
Yeah, I want to see like who are those three clubs who didn't join yet, but they've already pulled out. Outlook me, they're trying to recall email.
Are RB Leipzig is that do you remember that gif where the kid is coming out from the room and then runs back to the room? That is RP Leipzig. Like, yeah. So Baru, is this the end of Jose Mourinho in Premier League, or will he be joining Arsenal at some point?
Sorry, Mourinho. I think we'll have Lampard before Mourinho, since we are into this whole youth managers thing.
Then so many supporters you will get. Me, Yash, Azeem, all will be
Mount.
Yeah, the Mounts.
And the Mount family.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, guys. Among all this, we had some football as well on the weekend. We had some very important games, like the FA Cup semi-finals and league matches and everything. So, who has been your player of the week? Yash, starting with you.
For me, it's been Mason Greenwood. He had a fantastic weekend.
Did he play the entire 90 minutes? I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, he did. He scored one goal and it should have been two. The other one was given as own goal.
Oh, God. So, Greenwood. Yeah, it was. Wasn't it 0-0 at Burnley? Then it became 1-1.
United scored first. Pretty good move by Rashford. And a good dummy by Bruno. And a good finish by Mason Greenwood. So, Mason Greenwood has had a relatively disappointing season until like a month back, and now he's
all right.
And hopefully he'll finish on a decent haul.
Okay. Baru, is your player of the week Nketiah, who has saved you blushes against Fulham? Scoring in the 90+7th minute when there were 6 minutes of extra time.
No, mine is once again featuring in my Player of the Week twice in past, I don't know, 4 weeks or something. It's Joe Willock once again.
We have to talk about Joe Willock at some point, right?
What he made sure that Jesse Lingard didn't get to dance at the esteemed Sports Direct arena.
What is with Joe Willock and suddenly bumbling, stumbling into the goal?
Especially against London clubs, man.
Did you keep him in your FPL?
No. I actually had Lingard, so that worked out well for me.
Oh, Jaylings also scored, right?
Yeah, penalty.
Oh, cool. And I am going to... Who am I going to choose? Just for the... I don't know, man. Who else played? They all played average only. But I would say, Jorginho.
Oh, nice.
Jorginho played well. He played really well. And Chelsea's form has upturned because of Jorginho. And did you see, like, Thomas Tuchel, the first person he went and spoke to after the semi-final on the pitch was Jorginho. Like, I can't believe it, Jorginho, you're so good. And I was like, yeah, if someone's finally recognizing this. So, yeah, Jorginho is my player of the week. Guys, quickly, what are the games you want to watch on the weekend?
On the weekend, I'm going for the Roses Derby, Leeds United versus Manchester United.
Oh!
I'm at Elland Road.
Dude, that is going to be so anticlimactic now that Manchester United have pulled out of ESL.
Yeah, have they or have they not?
Like Patrick Bamford's statement?
What was it?
He said, oh God, when it comes to money, these guys will do anything to like line up their pockets. But other things like racism, oh my God, they take their own time. He actually said that. It was so cool. Anyway.
Yeah, but do you think Leeds are going to reuse their pre-match attire against United anyway?
This is so stupid. Actually, not just Leeds. Everyone, all the 14 clubs had prepared their pre-match attire, which they were going to use on the weekend. Now with like three teams pulling out.
You know, Saru, I think maybe many years from now, we'll find out that the big clubs got what they bargained for secretly.
Dude, big clubs always get...
There's more news coming in, man.
What is this?
Barcelona.
Oh, yeah. He said if so... Even Atletico Madrid, I just read it. Even Atletico Madrid decided to pull out of ESL.
Yeah, so probably something they wanted out of UEFA and they probably got it. But they are now probably pretending like it's like a fan-driven pulling out.
Real Madrid... Tottenham Hotspurs and Arsenal, man.
I hope they sack Ed Woodward because of this fiasco.
No, why? Joel Glazer signed up on this.
They should have been Rita White in their uniform. That's it.
Oh, yes.
The Glazers are good at throwing people under the bus. So.
And without home and away kits, just one white kit for everyone.
What is it called? The Peace Cup?
No, it'll be called the Football Test.
What are you going on about? Anyway, so he's watching the Roses Derby. Baru, are you even going to watch football now that Champions League has meaning?
No, I actually like looked up links to start watching the ESL straight away, man. It turns out that it's actually a Counter-Strike tournament for pro players. So maybe I'll watch that on the weekend.
Okay, can you at least enlighten us on which, like, how do we watch Counter-Strike online?
I don't know, YouTube or something, I guess.
Just if you would...
They'll probably be getting so many hits, man, that YouTube page or something. Everyone's looking for ESL right now.
Oh, okay. So ESL Counter-Strike is what Baru wants to watch. But on his behalf, I'm going to watch Arsenal versus Everton. Nice. Right? Because Arsenal are the villains now. And Everton are the heroes who just missed out on ESL.
Oh, yeah. Start those games, though. So there's Arsenal, Everton, Liverpool, Newcastle, West Ham, Chelsea...
You thought they just banned the league? That you're just discovering that there were games?
Oh, City anyway were not playing. No wonder they did this.
They're like, we're not even playing league on the weekend. Fuck this tournament.
Dude, the League Cup final is this weekend, right?
Yes, they're playing Tottenham. City,
wow,
Tottenham.
Imagine Man City on a higher moral ground playing against Tottenham.
I know, managed by Ryan Mason. Poor Ryan Mason. I actually like him. But now he's my sworn enemy. Yeah, but I'm going to watch Arsenal versus Everton. I'm not going to watch League Cup final in solidarity with my man Mo.
Saru, is this the first time somebody younger than you is managing a top six club?
A top six club? Yeah.
Mason is like, what, 19 or something? Or sorry,
29. But there's Nagelsmann who is younger than me. So.
Fair play.
Alrighty, guys. I think this has been an eventful recording. When we started the recording, ESL had 12 founding members. Now they have...
longest episode ever.
I think in terms
I think we killed the ESL, dude.
Yeah, in terms of making an impact to society at large.
Football fans and the world should thank Football Twaddle for killing the ESL.
And that is going to be our social media promotion. FT. World thanks FT for killing ESL.
ESL is dead. Long live ESL.
Yes, all right. Baru, thank you for killing three clubs.
Ta-ta.
Yash, thanks for killing three other clubs. And we know now North London and Madrid are the most shitty places on earth. So on that note, guys, take care. Bye-bye.